Hello, is this Ms. Melissa Jones? Hi, my name is Nugget. I'm calling you back from the Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, now how can I help you today? I'm sorry, our system was down at the moment.
Okay, I was trying to get into the portal to get my unemployment back going, but for some reason it wouldn't let me back in.
Okay, can I have your social?
Four. 6 4 5.
Your phone went out.
Okay, it's 419.
419.
25.
25.
7645.
7645. Okay. Okay, and again, can you verify your name, date of birth, and your mother's maiden name?
My name is Melissa Jones, date of birth October 8th, 1986, and my mother's maiden name is Jones.
Okay, so basically you're trying to reopen your claim?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Okay, Ms. Jones, are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Do you have difficulty reading, speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and is English your preferred language?
Yes.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
Well, the doctor took me out of work and said, I'm going to the doctor now because I got a bulging disc laying on my nerves, which causes my left leg to go out sometimes and my whole left side to go numb.
Okay, so you want me to put yes?
Yes.
Okay. And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and what's the highest grade you could please in school?
College, 12th and some college.
Okay, and do you have a driver's license?
Yes.
And what state was your license issued?
Alabama.
You can have your driver's license number?
7400318.
If you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposit into your checking or savings account or the Alabama Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay. And who do you currently bank with?
Cadence.
Okay. And can I have your routing number?
Okay, it's 06295.
Okay, can you repeat that for me one more time? Your phone is going in and out.
Okay, hold on. Okay, can you hear me now?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, it's 06-22-06-295.
Okay, so that's 06-22-06-295.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, and your bank account number?
50-01-296-960.
Okay, so that's 50-01-296-960.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And can you verify your mailing address?
It's 4248 Highway 80 East, Uniontown, Alabama, 36786.
Okay, and is your residence address different from your mailing address?
No, ma'am.
And has your address changed in the last year?
No, ma'am.
Okay, and is your telephone number still the same?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You'll be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Question number one. Which of the following age range most closely matches the age of, I hope I'm saying right, Beatrice Jones?
Mm-hmm.
18 to 22, 50 to 54, 59 to 63, 67 to 71. None of the above, or you're not familiar with that person.
67 to, what the last one was, 60?
67 to 71.
Yes, ma'am. That's it.
Okay. Question number two. What month was Renee Irby Jones born in? March, August, October, December. None of the above, or you're not familiar with that person?
I'm not familiar with that person.
Okay. In which of the following cities does... Okay, I hope I'm saying these names right. In which of the following cities does Jamila Jones Parker currently mm-hmm. live or own property? Demopolis, Alabama, Fairhope, Alabama, Montgomery, Alabama, Pritchard, Alabama. None of the above. You're not familiar with that person.
Demopolis.
Okay. Okay. Which of the following phone numbers have you ever been associated with? 334-628-1232. 334-628-1596. 334-628-2423. 2423,
yes, ma'am.
Okay. In which of the following states does LaTanya Jones currently live her own property? Alabama, District of Columbia, Nebraska, North Dakota. None of the above. You're not familiar with that person.
That mama's, I ain't gonna lie, that. I know she stay in Auburn, Alabama now.
Okay.
Or Opelika. Auburn, Opelika. She stay a bit way somewhere.
Yeah. But it's in Alabama?
Yeah, it's in Alabama.
Okay. Okay, we got through the security questions.
Okay.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No, ma'am.
And when was your last day of work?
It was in January when the doctor took me off work of this year.
Do you know, like, what around what date?
It was like the 20-something, I believe. They said the 23rd, 24th. It was somewhere up in the 20s.
Okay, we just said 23rd of 22. Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Repeat that again.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And the reason is, like, you got work restrictions, right?
Yes, ma'am. Because, like I said, I got a bulge of this in my lower back, and it's laying on my nerves.
Okay. Do you work for yourself, own a business, or are you a corporate officer for a business?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No, ma'am.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
The way it looks, I'm going to have to do some. No, because the doctor took me out of work completely.
Yes, ma'am.
So just so like I'm able to work, but just so like if I do go get a job, it probably like the next month or so, it just pains, just stud back. It goes and comes. So it's unpredictable, like, when it comes. So, like, I can be fine one day, the next day I wake up, can't even got to roll myself out the bed or throw myself out the bed.
Yeah.
So.
Are you available for all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
I see.
Okay. And have you applied for, are you receiving a pension other than Social Security from an employee you have worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for, are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And how many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
Let's say 60.
Okay. And what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
15.
Do you obtain work exclusively through union hire or how?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No, ma'am.
What was your last job title?
I was working at SMP as a, I was working at a paint shop as a, what's the name of it? Reworker. I was on a reworker line.
Okay. And are you seeking work in your current occupation?
Say that again.
Are you seeking work in your current occupation?
No, ma'am. For that job, right, there was a lot of lifting and bending on car poles.
Right. Okay, and what job title are you looking to gain employment in?
Well, something that's not required any heavy lifting or bending, something like a desk job or office job or something like that.
So, like, front desk?
Yes, ma'am.
And do you have experience in the type of work you are seeking?
Yes.
And the name of your last employer?
The plant that I worked in or the supervisor?
The plant that you was working in.
SMP. It was in Vance, Alabama.
It's SMP?
Mm-hmm, SMP.
Is it SMP Automotive?
Yes, ma'am.
Do you have a phone number for them?
Hold on. Okay, it's 205-723-4990.
Okay, and do you remember your employment start date?
back in, I want to say November of 2001.
November of 2001?
Mm-hmm.
And your last day was January, like January the 23rd or something like that?
Yes, ma'am.
And what city and state you was working in?
Vance, V-A-N-C-E, Vance, Alabama.
Okay, and have you received or do you expect to receive any of the following pay for any time after your last day of work? Vacation pay, sick pay, or holiday pay?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No, ma'am.
So did they discharge you? Did you quit?
No, I went to the doctor and the doctor told me that work that I was doing that if I kept doing it was gonna cause more harm to my back. So I just I think
your phone going in and out.
Hold on. Don't listen to my dog. Okay. No. Okay, you can hear me now.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but I got four trees.
Oh, you fine. You fine.
Well, when I went to the doctor, the night I got out of work, the next day I went to the doctor, and that when the doctor, they did x-rays and stuff, and they were telling me that I had arthritis and a bulge of disc in my back. Mm-hmm. And he was asking me, you know, what kind of work I do, and I told him, and he was like, that wasn't a good idea to go back because it was going to cause more problems to my back by me lifting and bending.
Right.
And by that bulging disc laying on my nerves, it was going to mess it up more than what it was already. So I just didn't go back. But I did tell my supervisor, though.
Okay. And who can you give me the name of your supervisor?
His name is Chris. I don't know his last name, but he was a guy. His name was Chris. And then we had two. One name was Chris and the other one name was Watez.
Okay, we just gonna stick with Chris.
Okay. And it was at Plant One at SMP in the paint shop.
Okay. Good morning. Okay, and do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, ma'am.
Okay. And do you already have your 4-digit PIN? Or would you need the temporary one?
It was 7645, but when I tried to use it to log back in, it was telling me something was incorrect.
Oh, yeah, it's 4586. It's
4586.
Yes, ma'am. The last two digits of your social and the last two digits of your birth year.
You write that down. 4586.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay. The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registered you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active Career Center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama Career Centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption of your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a week of certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete your certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. If you choose to file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 p.m. Friday, but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instruction listed can result in loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. So we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
No, ma'am.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Conversation Call Center, and you enjoy the rest of your morning.
Okay, one thing. Do I need to call this on 7289 number Sunday? Or do I need to wait until I hear something in the mail?
The weekly certification number?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am. You still need to call that that number every Sunday to file your weekly certification. When you call that number every Sunday and you do your weekly certification, you're claiming your benefits for the previous week, which means you're claiming your money that they owe you.
Okay, and that's 1-800-752-7289. Okay, 7389. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. All right.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sweetie.
All right. You have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.